Hello guys at State Grid Brazil. Today, psychologist Deborah Bicudo is going to talk to us about the use of alcohol and drugs. We all know that they are harmful to our health, and in this podcast, we'll hear some ways to avoid them. The use of alcohol or drugs is a topic that requires care and hard work because it affects life, wellness, and safety. Both alcohols and drugs are known to be harmful to health in general, and because they increase the risk of injury and violence to yourself and the people around you. The use of alcohol or drugs, especially the heavy use, weakens the immune system and therefore it reduces the ability to cope with infectious diseases. Alcohol, even in small amounts, is known to cause certain types of severe diseases. Another concern is the risk of taking medications with alcohol, which can be very dangerous for our emotional and physical health and can lead to intoxication and death. Additionally, this practice can make the medication being eliminated by the body earlier, since alcohol changes our metabolism. Alcohol and drugs change our thoughts, judgments, decision-making, and behavior. They are substances that can cause very unpleasant sensations and irreversible damages. Additionally, they increase the risk for respiratory distress syndrome, one of the most serious complications of COVID-19. If you have problems with alcohol, legal or illegal drugs, or even if you're in doubt about it, it's a timely opportunity to ask for help from someone you trust, either from specialists such as psychologists or psychiatrists, or from your company's HR that can help you in that process. Recognizing that you need help and asking for it is an act of courage and a big step towards a better health. Alcohol or drug addiction is a disease, and no one needs to feel bad about seeking help to treat a disease. During this quarantine, there's also a unique opportunity to stop drinking or using drugs, since we're avoiding social occasions and there are no peer pressure or situations that lead to the use. You can search for online support by health professionals that deal with alcohol or drug disorders, or the mutual help from specialized groups. Create a system of friendship and self-support with someone you trust. Practice physical isolation, but don't isolate yourself socially. Avoid exposing yourself to signs and situations that serve as a trigger for the use, including TV and the internet. Try to keep your daily routine as much as you can, performing tasks at the established times. Focus on things you can control, such as exercises, hobbies, or relaxation techniques. It's important to invest in healthy and loving relationships. And here we go back to step number one, which is your wellness and care for your life and your safety. Examine your habits. If you think you may be overusing, this is a warning sign. To realize that you are careful about your life will strengthen the process of acquiring healthy habits. Seeking for specialized support will allow this change to be made more safely. If you liked the tips, do as Deborah said. Think about your wellness, your health, and safety, and try to avoid using alcohol and drugs during this quarantine. And if you need, don't be shy, ask for help.